Welcome to On Demand with Jenna Ellis. I'm your host, Jenna Ellis, on our AFR exclusive podcast where we get to do a deep dive into issues that are concerning to us right now, especially as we are poised to celebrate America's 250 with guests that you need to hear from. And, you know, this week we've been talking a lot about looking forward to preserving our constitutional republic for the next 250 years and what Congress specifically must do because of their vested authority under the U.S. Constitution. I mean, there are certain things in our separation of powers in our government that a president through executive order simply cannot do, doesn't have that power, and judges don't have the authority to determine policy, even though sometimes these rogue judges do. And so it really is incumbent upon Congress as the legislative branch in our federal government to contemplate solving some of these, frankly, crises that are happening that need to be resolved if we are going to continue to persist with our worldview and the fundamental way that America was founded into the next 250 years if the Lord tarries. So with all of these things going on, I had the opportunity earlier this week to interview Congressman Brandon Gill from the great state of Texas, and I wanted to put that interview on this podcast today because I think it's so important that you hear not only the update from him of what's going on in Congress, but the mindset of Republicans, the mindset overall, and what specifically Congress needs to focus on in some of these areas right now, and especially before the midterms, but then hopefully over the last 2 years of President Trump's second administration, so that we can correct some of these abuses of our liberties, because the left is trying to use the liberties in the U.S. Constitution and what our amazing nation provides in order to undermine us. We can't let that happen. So here is my interview with Congressman Brandon Gill. Let's welcome in Congressman Brandon Gill, who is from the great state of Texas and has been doing a great job in Congress to sound the alarm, to advance conservative values, to uphold the principles of liberty and freedom. And so, Congressman Gill, where is Congress at in all of this?
Having me, Jenna. We've got a ton of work to do, I'll be honest. And we've been spending a lot of time, or I have been spending a lot of my time trying to investigate a mixture of fraud, abuses of birthright, citizenship, going after institutions that are abusing the American people outside, especially from a constitutional standpoint. But to your point, we've got judges who are overstepping their authority, and this is something we've been dealing with for quite some time, where you've got district court judges issuing nationwide injunctions, where you've got judges that are basically taking it upon themselves to act as the role of the president in certain instances. It's why I filed articles of impeachment against Judge Boasberg twice, actually. First for his role in demanding the president bring a plane full of Trinidad-Aragua terrorists into the United States, and later for his role in the Arctic Frost investigation. So we've got a lot more work to do. I mean, this is a huge problem for our country.
Absolutely. And it seems like there are a very few Republicans like you in Congress, and like Senator Eric Schmidt, who was posting on this as well this week about this judge that blocked President Trump's citizenship verification system, who actually want Congress to act and would be the leaders and in the forefront of this. The question that I get so often and that I myself am wondering is, why aren't more Republicans concerned? I mean, we should at least have the group of Republicans in Congress and that conference in lockstep with President Trump's agenda, because that was the mandate overwhelmingly from the American people in 2024. I mean, we want the border closed. We want ICE funded. We want the Save America Act. We want to ensure that that Congress actually deals with birthright citizenship, especially if the Supreme Court doesn't in the next, coming days as we get that decision. There are things that it seems like Congress just simply isn't acting on. So where is the Republican conference and also Speaker Mike Johnson's leadership?
Well, I think that the Republican conference, at least in the House, is behind the president fully. And I mean, I'll give you a couple examples. I mean, one is that we passed the Save America Act multiple times out of the House. It's hung up in the Senate because you've got several senators who believe that, you know, some sort of what they think are procedural guardrails are more important than the substantive good of the Save America Act. That's one area where you see especially the House of Representatives is on the forefront. But I've had talks with leadership about judges, about some of them that you just mentioned. And my hope is that those are going to be moving. Some movement from the House will start pretty soon on that as well.
Good. And that's encouraging to hear. And I think you're right, at least as far as, you know, those of us sitting outside and observing can see that the House, at least, you know, has passed some legislation. It gets hung up in the Senate. And that's what's frustrating. But as you're looking at, for example, the primaries for the U.S. House in New York and yesterday, how the Mamdani-backed socialists went 3-for-3, and that those contenders are potentially going to be colleagues after the midterms. Is there a concern in Congress to perhaps create additional structural rules or have, you know, some other methodology of preventing people with this kind of anti-American worldview from obtaining office?
Well, I think it raises a lot of really important questions. First of all, you know, it's not just these representatives or soon to be representatives in New York. It's that you see the entire Democrat Party right now. Polling has shown that only a minority of Democrats are proud to be an American. And the reality is that if you don't love this country, how can you be expected to govern this country for its own good, to govern it properly? And that's a real question we need to ask ourselves right now of the Democrat Party. And again, that's not me impugning their motives. That is from polling data, you know, that Democrats have self-reported about their own affinity for this country. But going further, you've got these candidates in New York who have, I mean, one of them has spoken openly about eradicating Western civilization and the American empire. I mean, this stuff is so far out there. How in the world can you trust somebody who has made it publicly said that their goal is to eradicate this country, to govern this country properly? So I think that, first of all, the goal for us as Republicans should be to beat these people at the ballot box and to win elections. You know, you win the country by winning, to put it simply. But I do think that we need to start, you know, this is kind of a new paradigm for us. I think there probably are some things that we need to start thinking about structurally in the House about what, how we can protect the country from people who seek to do it harm.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've been on the forefront as well, talking about stopping Islamic immigration, importing our demise. I mean, it's the multifaceted approach of saying, you know, there are threats to this country from without and also especially within. And so it seems like those are the things that need to be prioritized in Congress, and to ensure that that we stop this before it's too late. And we can see, you know, what's going on in the UK and Europe and elsewhere as a cautionary tale. And I think we're not too far from that if we continue down this road. But we don't really hear a lot in the news right now about ICE as much as we did under Secretary Noem. So what's the status of how Congress is potentially looking at helping President Trump, you know, stop the illegal immigration? I know he addressed that a little bit in some of his America 250 kickoff comments last night. But is that still a priority in Congress?
It's certainly still a priority. And the good news is that from a numbers standpoint, deportations are up relative to where they were about a year ago. So we're actually continuing to move in the right direction. I think that, you know, you mentioned Islamic immigration. And, you know, one of the biggest issues I hear from constituents about is the Islamization of Texas. That is something that voters in Texas are really focused on, rightfully so. The interesting thing about that is that a lot of that is coming from legal immigration. So you've got two different problems here. Illegal immigration, we've talked about a lot. We all recognize is an issue. The president has been done a phenomenal job, of course, of securing the border and deporting people, and that work continues. I think that we have a lot of work to do on the legal immigration front right now, because the idea that we would allow anybody who holds views that are so antithetical to our own to immigrate into the United States is insane. And the reality is, you know, there's a reason that people from all over the Islamic world want to immigrate into America, but very, very few people from America want to immigrate into the Islamic world. And that's because our values, the ideals that we have and our governing structures, far more conducive to human flourishing than anything you'll find in the Islamic world. And I think that our immigration system should recognize that. In other words, I don't think that it makes sense to allow mass migration from the Islamic world. We have fundamentally different conceptions of core constitutional liberties, and that's something that, that our immigration system should recognize. I mean, we have very different ideas about freedom of speech, freedom of religion, separation of church and state, about the role and dignity of women in public life than those in the Islamic world do. And I think that, you know, in my opinion, Islamic immigration should be banned.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. I'm speaking with Congressman Brandon Gill from the great state of Texas. And, you know, the left, and which, you know, of course, includes anyone who is antithetical to Western civilization, to the fundamental principles and values of Christianity that this country was founded upon, they are using the liberty and the principles of liberty that this great country provides against us. And I think we can and should reasonably not allow them to say, well, since your country, you know, allows for freedom and allows for liberty, then we can come in and use that against you and essentially use your rules against you for your demise. I mean, there has to be congressional action here on legal immigration, illegal immigration, and also the birthright citizenship issue. And, you know, as everyone is anticipating, the Supreme Court probably not holding in the position that would be originalist and best for conservatives. What's the current plan, if there is one, in Congress to address that? Because, you know, my projection is likely, at least the conservative justices will say, you know, this is the president's action, you know, overreaching can't be done through executive order. It has to come through legislation from Congress. So is there a preparation to have that out as soon as the Supreme Court may issue that kind of opinion?
Well, right now we're waiting to see what the Supreme Court says. I think the goal, if they don't rule in our, you know, how we believe it is proper, is to do what we can to actually effectuate change. In other words, I don't want to put forward legislation that we know is not going to have the votes in the Senate, for instance, or even in the House. And I think the things that we can do that will actually protect the American people in the short term is probably pushing for more and giving the administration the resources they need to keep the border secure, to keep deporting people, and to go after institutions that are facilitating things like birth tourism. That's something that I've spent some time on in Congress now in the task force that I'm chairing, is we launched an investigation into four different birth tourism companies. I mean, one of them was literally called Have My Baby in Miami. Wow. And these are businesses that are defrauding the American people. I mean, this is fraud, immigration fraud, and they ought to be shut down and prosecuted. And that's the work that we can do in the near term.
And that is smart to, you know, have a plan and to have, it seems like, you know, the left immediately, as soon as President Trump issues an executive order, 5 minutes later, they're already in court, you know, trying to sue for a nationwide injunction. And it seems like Republicans often are playing catch up, or it takes a long time to actually to get to the point where they're willing to go on the offensive. And it's frustrating because Congress, you know, necessarily is a full body that needs, you know, that can't be as nimble and move as quickly. But these types of issues are so incredibly important. And before we run out of time, just in the last few minutes, Congressman Gilliland, it's always great to get updates from you. Thank you. We're praying for you and the other members of Congress. You're also part of the, you know, the Sharia law caucus to make sure that that is not an ideology that gets a foothold in the American legal system. What's the update there?
Well, the biggest thing I would say about the Sharia Free America caucus is that it's growing rapidly. Now, the only everybody who's in the caucus, and I believe there's about 70 of us now, we're all Republicans.
Wow.
We don't have any Democrats there. But getting 70 Republicans and growing for a caucus like that, including we've got a couple members of leadership in it now, I think is a really, really good sign. And it shows you that at least House Republicans are very aware of the threat that mass Islamic immigration has on the United States right now. So things are moving, and they're moving fast.
All right. Well, that was Congressman Brandon Gill. And, you know, I am just praying that Congress will get it together and actually pass some of this legislation that's so important. And especially we need to pray that the Senate would get it together so that we can actually act like Republicans have the trifecta in Washington. Because, of course, if they pass the SAVE Act, Trump would sign it. If they passed good legislation, he is ready, willing, and able to sign that. But we need that consensus from our legislative branch in order to legislate toward the best good ultimately for our society. So we need to be praying for that for America 250 and share this interview with everyone that you know so that we can be contacting our members of Congress, taking what Congressman Gill said and encouraging them to do the right thing. And definitely next week, tune in. I'm going to be doing a special on the radio side and also on the podcast, a July 4th special going into America's founding and why our Declaration, of course, still matters and how our country was specifically intentionally built on a Judeo-Christian worldview. And as always, you can reach me and my team, Jenna at AFR.net.